podcasting like we mean it. It's the Red Boy Podcast, August 19th, 2005, episode 33.
Hey everybody, this is Greg St. Clair from Cruise Box, and you're listening to Red Boy, live from the cornfields on the Red Boy Podcast. Kick it!
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Oh, no. No. Go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Oh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Good evening and welcome to the Red Boy Podcast for this, the 19th day of August 2005. Thank you, Mr. Raymer, for that intro. Wow, I'm complaining about your mic being too hot. Now mine's a little too hot.
Hot mic.
Yes, as usual, we you know what? Just to, I didn't do this. I should play this right now.
Me. Is this thing on? No, yes.
Here at Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, we would like to apologize for Red Boy's sheer lack of quality, professionalism, technical knowledge, and his downright amateurish production of this and past shows.
That is true.
We hope that despite all of this, you continue to listen. We all know Red Boy rides the short bus, but please, bear with him, now and in the future. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Red Boy and Absolute Amy!
All right, so when the production quality sucks, you'll know.
Just remember that.
You know, and I
what does that say about me, though? Because, you know, your amateurish qualities and stuff like that.
You're just a victim of circumstance, Amy.
I know. What happened?
Well, I'm sorry. What can I tell you?
I wouldn't have picked you if I would have known these things.
You told me, on the last show, you told me I could be the producer of your...
I know you will be. Soon, because... Never mind. I won't go. That's a whole other note.
I have to say, I was wondering... No, don't touch my notes. I was wondering, I was listening to our show, I'm like, why does it keep getting bassier and bassier, and I keep turning it down? No, I kept turning it up. I'm like, why? It's getting so full.
Gosh.
I'm like, why that? Why does it sound like more and more crap? And I was like, oh, let's turn the dial the other way. Wow, that worked.
Wow, that
so,
worked.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I keep messing up.
Because if I'm going to podcast, like, I mean it.
Yes, and what is our theme for the night, Amy?
I don't know.
Podcast like you mean it. That
okay.
was a whole point.
Oh, yeah. We're podcasting like we mean it.
Yeah, we do. For real. So, you know, I think we'll start off with some fun stuff.
Okay.
We had a little shout out from Cruise Box, who did the old podcast song, which you've heard on this illustrious podcast before. But we also had a few voicemails. So we're going to go oldest to newest. And this was actually one that was our good friend Aaron did from before we did our last show, but I have some difficulties getting voicemails off the thingamahoozy and the whatchamajiggy. So,
this is a thingy.
Yeah, this is what Aaron had to say, of course, giving us crap as usual. Here you go.
Matt, Amy, how are you? It's Aaron from The Big Show. Hope you guys are having a great week. But I do have to ask, are you guys having, like, the podcast research form going on with your show? Because if it isn't, like, you guys loading the wrong show, it's your feed's all jacked up. Come on, get this all straightened out. You're supposed to have that done by show 5, according to Rob from Podcast 411.
Bite me.
He's very disappointed in you two. I hope Maggie is doing well. Send my best to Luke. And you guys, keep doing what you're doing. Love the show, as always. And I would say that I've listened to show number 30, but your feet's jacked. So take care of yourselves and, keep listening to the big show. I do. Talk to you later.
This is
Aaron. Out.
Yeah, Mr. Aaron can bite me.
Why do all these guys always say, out?
You know what? Nobody did
what
until
is that?
I started doing it on my show. I think they're all copying me.
Out.
No, they're copying me. That's just fine. You know what? If you can't hang, you know, you want to copy my style, it's all right. You know, I'm down with it.
Peace out.
Which gets to our next voicemail.
Okay.
From Mr. Raymer from Madtown Aces. This was actually one of three. I only kept two. So this is the
he
first
He was a little
one.
Bored, I think, in the afternoon.
I thought he was drunk, but I think he was just bored. We'll see. Here, let's listen to what he had to say.
What the hell kind of podcast are you running over there? I could hardly hear you.
I'm kidding. This is Adam. I just thought I'd call and test out your voicemail. I was just listening to your last show, and I heard you mention the voicemail. And so I'm in the process of putting all everybody's voicemail number in my cell phone because I have a lot of time to kill, you know. Anyway, I'm just standing here in the middle of sunny Central California, and I'm just testing that shit out, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. Bleep that out, please. All right. Good night, sir.
So that was voicemail number one, just him programming us, and he swore, he cursed on our PG Red Boy podcast.
And yeah, he did.
What are we going to do about that, Amy?
Probably nothing.
Probably nothing, you're right.
We didn't go beep!
Because I don't know what post-production means, so.
No, because considering that we just end the show.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, those who...
No, I like this pen.
I need the pen. I need
all
a
right,
pen.
All right, I will hold on to the little fish pen. See my cute little fish pen?
Yes. No.
Catch the energy.
If
release
you notice
the
our,
potential.
If you notice our last show just kind of stopped, yeah, that's because the fancy software they call Cast Blaster crashed.
Now, don't be slamming it because there was a nice feature that had been with it.
Well, yes, but...
You didn't lose it?
I didn't lose everything, but it did just stop, and I don't do post-production, so we were just done.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Mr. Raymer did that, and then a few days later, he got bored again.
Hi, Amy and Matt. This is Adam. I just had to leave you some feedback from your last show. I just honestly want to tell you I think that's the best show that you guys ever did or have done. Whatever. Anyway, as far as the fade goes on the Lynn and Nora Jawbone radio, that's the way he wanted it. He wanted a cold cut ending. Bam. And you're talking about having podcast burnout. Don't quit, man. You guys are on it. You're sounding great. But I did have to say, oh, my God. Amy, do you actually wrap your own presents and put his name on it? If that's true, Red Boy, you should be ashamed of yourself. And you guys are doing great talking about personal stuff. That's good. Liking that. One thing I did have to laugh at, though, was the Red Boy Black Talk. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. What was it you said? I was talking about the Jimmy Buffett thing in Chicago. You know, that was quite hilarious. And then you also did something else. I forget what it was. I should have written it down. But it's the Red, White, Black talk. And, yeah, I think that's about it. But I just wanted to remind you, hey, podcast like you mean it, baby.
So, that was Mr. Raymer either drunk or bored. I'm not sure which, but...
And what are we doing tonight?
Not talking into the mic.
Oh, shoot. I'm podcasted like I made it.
Do you not remember our podcasting class from last show, Amy?
Yeah, no.
I can't set levels for every possible angle you can be at the microphone.
I'm sorry.
So, yes, thank you, Adam, for some voicemails. And there was one other, but he just kept going downhill, so I quit while I was behind. So, anyway, we had, you know, and Amy.
Yes.
I know last show.
Yes.
Before I get into my notes here, you were talking about wanting some music to talk over.
Yeah.
So, hold on.
I need some mood music.
How's that?
It's a little loud.
Oops. Hold on. You know, I got the prompt. I need to even... How's that? Is that okay?
Wow.
Yes.
It's kind of zippy.
I need some up. Okay, this is.
I need a margarita if I'm gonna be, you know.
Well, here's some zippy news. Police said on Monday they were searching for a man wearing just a diaper who approached women at night and asked, "Are there any baby changing facilities around here?"
Gross.
Cleveland police. I'm assuming that's Cleveland, London, or England, or whatever.
Cleveland.
Well, this is from Reuters. Or Routers.
Cleveland, Ohio, maybe.
Well, they don't say Ohio. No, this has got to be Cleveland, because they talk about Middlesboro and Englescliff. I don't think that's Ohio.
Could be. Do you live there?
I don't know. Cleveland police said that the latest incident occurred around 11 p.m. on Sunday when he surprised women walking her dog in Englescliff.
I think that's probably... I've never heard of Cleveland, England.
Yeah, right? I need to get a mouse.
Well, there it is. Okay. I think that... I don't know.
Police said no one had been assaulted by the man, but described his behavior as bizarre and cause for concern. Well, no crap, it's bizarre. The guy's wearing a freaking diaper running around. But is it illegal to run around in a diaper to ask women, is there a changing station?
Probably.
No, why?
Because it's indecent.
No, weird and indecent are two different things.
No, but it's probably indecent to be walking around. I don't think you could walk around our neighborhood in your underwear without getting arrested.
Mind, we're not a diaper.
I don't care.
I could call it shorts.
It could be depends. That's gross.
Well, then I'm just an old man lost.
Okay.
But gross is not illegal.
Yeah, but you know what? You're still going to get arrested if you walk around gross in your underwear outside.
They may detain me. They might. They probably will not arrest me.
I don't know.
Oh, I think I'd be okay. I think you know what? I think I'd be okay on this.
I don't think I'd try that.
I think I would be okay.
I think that's sick.
I think it's fine.
Shut it.
But I do have concern that he may go Zippo and whatever, so.
Yeah.
Okay, and on to other news.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah, after I played Borderline's intro or promo last week, and I go, yeah, visit them at bdline.com. After the entire promo goes bdline.net, bdline.net, and I go bdline.com. So
yeah, good job.
My inability to listen.
Well, you know what? If the person, you know, if listeners don't figure out like I do, you're sitting there and you're...
What do you figure out, Amy?
Because there's a lot of times I'll put in, you know, something. I'll put org, you know, I think, oh, that's got to be an .org or it's a .com or vice versa.
Just keep trying till you
just
find it.
Just keep trying. Don't be such a baby about it. Just keep trying. It's not perfect.
Well, and...
And you have played your disclaimer, so it doesn't matter what you do or what you say. So
I can be as dumb as I want to be.
There you go.
Well, and I really... After Adam said the Red Boy Black Talk thing,
Ebonics.
I wanted to do, and I you know I tried this. I wanted to do Red Boy's Ebonics Word of the Week, and I started to look up like Ebonics dictionaries online. You know how hard that is?
Yeah,
it is because
no, I don't know.
It's very there. Actually, is an I found an Ebonics dictionary, but it's sort of like
I'm taking notes over here.
You're drawing pictures over there.
I'm doodling.
As usual. Amy's not paying attention.
Yeah.
But no, it was weird, and it was off the G unit and the this and that. I just...
Okay.
I'm just too white for my own good, apparently.
Okay, let's just skip
But I've not
topic.
Always been too white for my own good.
Yeah, you... No, you are. Go look in the mirror, Red.
But what I was going to do, and I was going to steal this, and I did not have a chance to look this up. Actually, I could pause it, and I could look something up to do this. You know, I might do that.
Okay, pause. Hold we'll on. Be back we'll in pause. A second, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see, we'll pause. Okay, so we're back. And I'm going to steal, and I don't tap. You hear it on the microphone. You hear it on the recording. Don't
Sorry.
Do it. Because we have crappy microphones.
I have a fish in my hand.
I know you do. No, I'm stealing. I am outright stealing a non-copyright idea from Blue Dog Banter, who has not done a podcast in a month. So I'm holding this concept hostage until they decide to do another podcast. Scott does something called Spoken Rap Theater. So, keeping with my urban roots, I am going to do some spoken rap theater for everybody this evening.
All right.
This evening I have chosen Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice. And as I was reading through some of this, I realized I'm going to have to edit it.
I was
going to
say, please.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass
Bleep.
Shite
Bleep.
Like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's? Yeah. And may a few ends as, yeah, I breeze through. 2 in the morn, and the party's still jumping. Cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on.
This is not PG. This is
it's,
not.
That's okay so far. And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morn. 6 in the morn.
Okay, I'm tired.
So
of this.
Wait, we're going to do at least one verse.
Oh, man. This is
so
awful.
What you want to do. I don't even know what that
Turn
word is.
Off the radio?
The podcast. I got a pocket full of prophylactics, and my homeboys do too.
Wow.
So turn off the lights and close the doors. But what? We don't love them, not nice ladies. Yeah. So we gonna smoke an ounce to this. G's up, not so nice ladies down. Why you mofos bounce to this. And repeat the chorus. Where's the, I don't even see the chorus.
Could we just end this,
rolling
please?
Down the street, smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Okay, enough.
Laid back.
I'm going to leave the table.
With my mind on my money, and my money on my mind. Thank you. This has been Stolen Spoken Rap Theater.
And it was really bad.
Yep. Bite me, doughboy.
Okay, I think we need to just delete that hole.
No, hey, that was beauteous.
That was awful.
Why
don't you do a Will Smith thing? It would have been so much nicer.
Well, you know what?
And cleaner. Snoop Doggy Dog.
Well, you know what? When Blue Dog Banter decides to get back on their shiznit and get a show going, then you know what? We'll give it back to them, and then they can decide what they want to do with it.
Okay, whatever. Mr.
Okay.
Hard A.
I have another little news story for you here, Amy.
I'm listening.
In Florida, a radio station stunt... Stop it. ...that had three listeners dressed like escaped inmates went awry Friday when dozens of people called 911 and the resulting ruckus... A ruckus, I tell you. ...tied up traffic during morning rush hour. What would have done this, say you?
I don't know. What?
Three shackled competitors dressed in what appeared to be jail uniforms were competing to try to get motorists to give them a ride in Pasco County, California, or Florida, sorry. But after 30 or 40 calls from terrified, quote-unquote, motorists and residents, sheriff deputies responded in force and took them into custody. So what's that teach us, boys and girls?
Don't do stupid things.
Just because it's a radio promotion don't mean you gotta do it.
No kidding. And we've been in that world, so...
We have been in Radio Land. Okay, you know what? Whistling's not good, Aim. Okay. That's why I don't play music for you. Because you do that. So we've done this.
I'm just zipping along, doing a little song.
Well, and...
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
You know, speaking of nothing, not that we have any direction in this podcast, whatever.
We have direction. You've been really good tonight.
Because you haven't drugged me off course, so. We had a little impromptu, hold on, Amy.
Gathering.
Midwest Podcast Conference on Monday.
Yes, we did.
I say it's impromptu.
It's kind of funny.
I say it's impromptu because it was impromptu for Amy, not me. Because I somehow forgot to tell Amy. Wait, yeah. Okay, let me back up. Here's what happened. I needed somebody to come over and teach me how to podcast on the Mac.
Did that happen?
Well,
are we podcasting on a Macintosh?
Yeah,
today?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
No. But that's what...
I'd just like to clarify
but
that.
That's what I needed.
For the listeners.
So I need somebody to come over and podcast. Teach me how to do that. So I said, hey, Pete from Illinois, or Isaac from Blue Dog Manor, who rarely ever podcasts.
Or anybody who cares.
Yeah, please come over and teach me how to podcast on the Macintosh.
Yep.
So, long story short, everybody shows up. I didn't tell Amy.
Until 4:30.
Until 4:30.
In the afternoon, you told me at 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
But you said that Pete and Janet would be coming over around 6-ish. So I'm like, oh, okay.
And so what happens? I finally read
at
my email.
7, almost 7.
No,
6:30.
No, 6:15, I say, oh, looks like Isaac's going to come over too. So then 6:30, Isaac and his wife and child come over. And then I'm like, well, maybe Pete and Janet aren't going to make it. Then Pete and Janet had a new thing. So long story short, everybody shows up and I didn't tell Amy.
Yeah. But so, it was fine.
So that wins me.
It was a good time.
Good times, good times.
Good thing the house was clean from the weekend, the birthday party and stuff. So.
And you know what? And we had a good time and everybody had fun. But I will never live down the fact that I didn't tell you everybody's coming over.
Yeah, nope. You won't be living that down and you are not allowed to do that again.
I've never been allowed to make social arrangements. Why would anything change?
I know. That's why I can't believe that you went out on that limb and actually did this time.
I know. You know what? Because sometimes, Amy, I am a rebel.
Yeah, well. Yeah, whatever. Okay, let's go on. Let's continue with the show.
Okay, well... You apparently had something you want to talk about. Government forms. You told me to write that down.
Uh-huh. Well, yesterday in the mail, let me grab my form. Hold on just a second. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, while we take this momentary pause, this pause is brought to you by PodcastOutlaws.com. Visit PodcastOutlaws.com for all your indie podcast, local podcast, little guy podcast like the Red Boy podcast on podcastoutlaws.com. And now back to Absolute Amy.
Okay. So yesterday I get the mail, and let me preface this, you know, we've adopted Maggie and
from China,
and so we're looking for a package to come from immigration. So this brown package comes, and I'm all excited, and I'm sitting there going,
I said, it's a bomb!
It says, the Foreign Service of the United States, official business, U.S. Consulate General Guangzhou. Well, Guangzhou is where we got our daughter's visa. And here's a whole packet, a whole form that says it's from the American Consulate General, and it's got the address and everything, and it's telling us what to do when we get our referral and how we are to apply for our daughter's visa.
And what to do when
it
we get there.
It is dated the 21st of June, 2005.
Oh, I didn't see that. Let me see that. Let me see. Now, oh, my God, it is. And we just got it, what, yesterday?
Yes.
What's the postmark on it? Is there a postmark?
I don't know.
Yeah, the form, the letter is dated the 21st of July, and the postmark is August 16th.
So,
welcome to the federal government.
Let me remind everybody. Yeah, we've adopted Maggie. She's back in the country, and
for
she
what,
is
4 weeks now.
Yeah,
5 weeks.
Yeah, almost six, maybe Monday. 6 weeks we've been back. No,
it's been a while.
Yeah. Anyway, so we just thought that was funny, and our social worker came today, and at first I saw this, I'm like, this just can't be right. What in the heck is this? Well, I showed it to her, and she goes, yeah, sometimes people don't even ever get these, but. And there's no
so
one.
So I'm
knows.
Assuming it's not very important paperwork.
No, we've already filled all this paperwork out.
Well, obviously, because she's here.
Yeah, but it's just funny how this works in such a timely manner. And thank heavens we didn't have to wait until we got this, because we'd still not be in. We would not been in China yet with getting Maggie. So
I'm just glad it came because I might not have known what to do when I got there.
Exactly. Oh, wait. Well, the best part was they have a little map for you of Guangzhou. Yeah. And it shows you where everything's at that you need to go to.
And we were there.
It was just funny. I'm like, yep. Yeah, that's where we were.
So, Amy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get a beer. But can you tell me about how this is... I meant to do a little sound clip about this, but this is...
My background music's gone.
Well, you know what? Here. Have I done this? I've done this one.
We're going to get comments that it's annoying.
Probably.
Oh, well. Yeah, go ahead.
This is... Yeah. Red Boy's Bad Ideas in Business. And sorry, I have no like voice effect to put on this.
Where are you going with this?
Tell me about drive-thrus and Subway.
Oh. A drive-thru at a Subway station. Not a good idea. Well, I'll tell you. The reason this is not a good idea is it's not fast food. I mean, it's deemed as fast food. But it's very slow, because they actually take your order while they're in the line and they're walking through what you would want. And then you get done with the first sandwich, and then they have to go back to the beginning of the line. And I think what happens is they have to get in line with the other sandwiches.
Well, no,
it takes forever.
It's like you're really in line, and inside. The person who has a headset on.
I just said that they're making your sandwich. Yeah. They go through, and then they make the second sandwich, and they got to get in line behind some other sandwiches.
Because what'd she say? Why, that one's toasting. Can I get you anything else? I was like, yeah, you can give me the sandwich I ordered right before this one.
Yeah, so anyways, my comment on this, because I love Subway, but from now on, Subway is a go in and order. Yeah. Because well, even though you're in line,
no. What was the problem we had? The biggest problem we had was, you said, "I want that bread." And that bread. Now let me
bread?
Hold on. Let me back up. That bread would be. We're sitting in the car. Amy's pointing at the bread
It was like the Oriental teriyaki sandwich.
But
you're telling me they don't have that same picture inside? I know they do.
But I'm saying the same picture that they have in the picture. That girl making. $3.50 an hour ain't got a clue.
She's making $8 an hour.
But whatever. But still, I tell her, I don't know what kind of bread it is. It's the bread that's in the picture. And she
it was the bread that
And she was mildly confused, which I can understand. She's
but
like,
she did
she goes,
me
which
the bread?
I said, the bread in the picture? What is that? I said, I don't know. It has stuff on it. She goes, was it like baked cheddar?
We're like, okay.
I go, okay, yeah. Okay, sure. Sounds good.
I don't
love
think
it
was baked cheddar. It was very good, though. It's a great sandwich.
Probably should have downloaded more music.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. That's just quiet and boring.
No, Oh. Here. The nice thing is I can just pick up where it left off. So what else going on, Amy? There's no rule against making it a short podcast. There's no rule that says we have to just ramble on for hours and hours for the fun of it.
Let me talk about thank yous I've been trying to get out to a group of my friends who had a shower for me before we left for China. And I meant to get these done before we left, and then it didn't happen because of all the last minute stuff we were getting done. So then I get back and I'm still have all this other stuff I have to get done, and I still have these thank yous. So yesterday I found the thank yous and I'm like, I'm going to do them. I'm doing them today. They're going to be done. I run out of the thank yous. The thank yous I've completed, I cannot find the envelopes that go with them. So therefore, I'm still not done with these thank yous. So I have to go and buy more thank yous tomorrow to complete this process. I just wish someone, there was one time at a shower I was at, that someone did special dispensation and said, you do not have to send me thank yous for these presents. No one did that for me.
You know, that would be a great idea.
Oh.
You know, I know thank yous are nice and all, and you know what? Everybody appreciates you. Thank you.
No, I don't mind doing them, but man.
But you know what? For certain things.
I just have a hard time, and now I'm feeling guilty, and now is it too late that I still send them out? But everybody says no you have
six months.
Rule, so I technically have some time, so I'm trying to get
them. You know what? If you really care about me enough, you won't mind that I didn't send you a thank you.
That's what your godparents told you.
Remember
when they said that? They said they were no longer doing thank yous and stuff.
Yeah, which is a great idea.
They're like, no, we're not doing that anymore.
We just say
we're gonna. And they said we will thank you on either at that time that a gift.
If I told you thank you when I got it, that's a thank you.
Or they'll give you a phone call, which I'd rather have a phone call.
But speaking of gift giving,
yeah,
I was supposed to give Isaac from Blue Dog Banner when they were over here the other night some chopsticks because we were doing this whole email back and forth. Over the course of 3 blocks away.
You forgot.
And he's like, oh, yes. I'm like, I need your address. I got a present to send to you. And he's like, oh, I've got one for the baby. What's your address? Blah, blah, blah. And they came over and brought her present. They were here for 3 hours, and I didn't give them crap. So now I still got to go up to his purple scooter riding ass up the street. And you should listen to it. I was kind of excited.
And because
I realized I had not listened to two of the last two Blue Dog Banner casts.
I haven't listened to casts lately at all.
No, you listened to... You had a chance today. Who'd you listen to today, Amy?
Well, I wanted to hear ours, because sometimes I get worried that I sound completely retarded, but I don't think I sounded too retarded on the last show.
No, but I do, so that's a problem.
No, you were fine, too. Well, last night we had a big storm.
Oh, my God. I actually had to stop and turn on the...
You flipped out. You, jump... I always love it when... I can always tell when you wake up when a storm's going on, you know it's got to be a bad storm because you fly up out of the bed.
There's two reasons I will fly out of the bed. One of them being a storm, or two, if I think I smell smoke.
There's three if your child is screaming or something.
But, I've gotten worse about that because...
No, but yeah, you do that still. If you hear your child crying, you jump up.
Or if I have a weird dream and I find myself waking up in the bathroom downstairs because I slept walk down there, but that's a whole other podcast.
But anyways, last night it was all of a sudden you could hear it coming, and all of a sudden it arrived, the big clap of thunder and the lightning, and all of a sudden you fly out of bed and you run over to the. I mean, you were it was oh, like all in one.
It was like Dorothy was going to Oz. It was bad.
You're flipping open the blinds. You're looking out. Next thing I know, you're scrambling around trying to find the remote for the TV. You find the remote. You flip it on. I'm going, okay, I'm trying to read the scroll that it says. And then you've tried to put it to regular TV, which it's...
No, I did not. I left it on 14, which is weather channel here.
Let me tell the story because I'm coherent when I wake up at night. I'm not in sleepwalk land.
No, I turned it on. It went to 14. It was said storm warning. I turned off and went to bed.
No, you didn't. You flipped over to channel 10, which is our NBC affiliate. You stayed there for a minute, which I'm like, what the hell is he doing? Excuse my language. Oops. And then you flipped back to 14 and then shut the TV off. And I never really got to read what the storm or anything was. You're like, no, you couldn't have. You went.
No, I did. It said storm, thunder, and storm.
It said thunderstorm watch. So you were like, boom, I'm out. It's only a thunderstorm. Nope, that's exactly what you did.
Then you need to read faster.
You are so funny.
You want a pen war? I'll kick your ass.
No, I'm just going to tell you. No. Don't you swear at me.
I'll send your... Ow, don't beat me with that orange fish pen.
So
So, Amy, I have to... Well,
so it was really funny. And then it was kind of cool because, I can't go back to sleep when I wake up like that.
Because you never do.
So I'm listening to the whole storm pass over us. And then it went away.
How was that,
and it
Dorothy?
It was like 10 minutes. It wasn't very long. No. I mean, it kept raining, but the bad part of the...
Oh, it was... But I'm like, do I need to take my family to the basement?
Yeah, that was the jump that you did.
Then I'm like, oh, I don't have to, and I went right back to sleep.
Yes, exactly.
I have this ability to, like, have a heightened sense of awareness. And if there's nothing... Shut right back down.
Mm-hmm. Unlike it, but you can't put the filters up because since now that you're back to work and I'm at home,
kids cry. I don't hear it.
Well, you get up for Luke.
No, but the problem is I'm having a hard time distinguishing between Luke and Maggie.
So you're
like, Maggie's awake. She's like, no, that's Luke. I'm like, oh crap, that means I gotta get up.
Which I haven't really determined why you still have to get up, but that's okay because.
No, I don't now because I am working.
No, you did the other night.
Yes.
Which was very nice, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, now that we're boring everybody to death, everybody's like, okay, the past 5 minutes.
What else is going on in our world? Not much. We did a show a lot recently.
Now that I got me some Seagram's gin, everybody
got
the cups, and they ain't chipping in.
Stop it.
All right, next week's stolen spoken rap theater will be Will Smith.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
Summertime, maybe.
Summer.
Well, for the end of the summer.
Oh, good point.
It is. It's the end of summer.
It is the end of summer. Luke goes to school next week.
No.
Well, the
it's
week
been
after
postponed,
next.
I guess.
Because he finally got a teacher.
Yeah, because they didn't have a teacher. So.
Room 208 had a new podcast this week. If you haven't had a chance, you know what? If you have kids, it's a really cool thank you. Thanks. I'm sorry. I'm keeping Absolute Amy awake with our podcast. So she's falling asleep. I'm sure everybody else is falling asleep also. So those who are still awake, including myself and maybe Amy. No, Maybe Amy is awake. The Room 208 podcast is a class in Maine. And they do it's a third and fourth. I can hear that. Stop. They're third and fourth
just
graders.
Fun things to do to annoy you.
Room 208 is podcasters, third and fourth grade podcasters in Maine. And they have a podcast show. And the summertime, since there's no school, they did book reviews and stuff. But when... Stop. But when they're in session, you know what? Stop. I'm so glad this is not a video podcast. You know what? And you probably wish it wasn't even an audio podcast. You know what? Okay, you know, speaking of podcast.
I don't know.
Last podcast, I was saying, nobody listens to my show. I'm poor red boy. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, stop making that annoying noise.
It's my little...
I don't like it. It's really not. It's really bad. Just don't do that, okay?
Anyway, so that was my whining voice.
You were whining last week. Okay.
Okay. So hey, I decided...
I have two pens. I think they multiplied.
Well, now that Absolute Amy's having a good time over there with her pens. But so I decided, you know what? I'm going to listen back. I'm like, all right, you know what? You're complaining that you're... Oh, you know what? I'm going to just turn your mic off there. I can't hear any of it. Doesn't work, does it? Stop. Can I tell my story?
Go ahead. Hear me.
I know, I turned everybody off. That was great. It's, ooh, the silence. You know what? The people listening probably said, oh my God, it's perfect. Okay. So, anyway. So I was feeling bad for myself. Are you going to talk? Or are you just going to sit back and relax? So I started listening to some of our old podcasts.
Yes, and they have improved?
Not really. Moderately. The sound quality, not really. You know, like Aaron said, you know, five shows, you got to get it right. And you know what? No, you know,
maybe
32, 33
shows. Maybe
they
meant 35 shows for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it was 35. It wasn't just five.
That wasn't very nice to do.
Yeah, you know what? He can bite me.
Release the potential.
Yeah, podcast like you mean it. We are podcasting like we
catch
mean it.
Catch the energy and podcast.
But I did listen back. I listened to our Cinco de Mayo show, which for those who don't speak Spanish would be our May 5th show. And it was actually one of the first times you were on the show. Yeah, after we've been out for a few margaritas. Thank you. But, and I'm listening to, you know, this, that, and that part. I'm like, you know what? On that show, I would like to thank our fourth listener. And you go, what'd you say? Yay, listen to number four. So then when I sit there and look and say, you know what, we have 40, 50, 60, 70, whatever, depending on what feed stat you listen to. I'm like, you know what? If I can be excited about four listeners, I shouldn't be sad that I have 70 or 80.
I think that's cool.
It is cool. Because you know what? I only know.
I think it's funny that people with 70 or 80 people are interested in listening to our show.
Well, because I maybe know, literally know who 7 or 8 of them are. So
you know, I do want to ask. There was a gal who came up to us in Guangzhou, and I can't remember her name, but
she's probably not listening to this podcast.
No, but one of her friends was listening to our podcast, and she came up and said one of her friends, and I think she said her name was Janice. But I can't remember because it was when we were at the consulate, and it wasn't an opportunity to pass phone numbers and stuff like that. But I thought if that person's out there, I think it's Janice or Janet. I can't remember.
You know, what would be your email address, Amy? Not that one. Your podcast email address.
I don't remember again. I can't remember crap.
This would be a great. It's 35 minutes. This would be a great time to start the end show music.
But what is it?
Okay.
Is it Amy at the Red Boy Podcast?
Okay. There's no. Oh my God. Okay. Let's go back to remedial podcast outros.
I cannot.
First off, our website is redboy@redboypodcast.com.
Okay.
redboy@redboypodcast.com. So keeping that in mind, that the fact that all of the email addresses are going to end in redboypodcast.com, you would be
Amy@redboypodcast.com.
But what would be your newest
email? I can't remember.
Can't remember crap. @redboypodcast.com. And that is a real email address. Can't remember crap.
I want someone to email me on it.
Please, somebody email Amy at can't remember crap.
It's going to be Aaron. Aaron's going to email me.
Yes. Oh, and you know what? I do want to do, while we're talking about things we want to hear, we try to solicit some international voicemails.
Huh?
This is how it started before our software crashed last time.
Oh.
International voicemails. You know, we want accents. You don't have to be international. Neil from, you know, Borderline. Danny. Aaron. Aaron from...
The Big Show?
The Big Show. Jenny from The Big Show. X.
That's Java. National.
I know, but they can...
That's not international.
But they can give us an international...
You want the flavor of international?
Hello. I don't care.
Okay. You know what? So, don't do that either.
Yes, please do. Oh, no, I won't.
Don't do that.
But you know what? You listeners, you do it. 888. No. 206 888. I have toll free. I have no toll free voicemail anything. 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335 or 4335. I don't know. Whatever.
You make fun of me.
You can't remember one website, let alone your own email.
No, I can't.
What's our Skype address?
Is it 3 or something?
Well, that's the last tenth of the whole thing. Redboy3.
Oh, okay.
Because Redboy was already taken. There's another Redboy in the world. He actually is the guy who has redboy.com, which is some DJ out of New York. So.
Oh, well.
I was a DJ at one time.
You were.
Apparently, I wasn't ahead of my game, so.
You weren't.
Any other places they can get a hold of us, Amy?
I can't tell the other places because we would lose our anonymity.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is the Red Boy, and you are?
Absolute Amy, and we are...
We are out.